You're definitely listening to The Pig, KPIG, Freedom, California, 107.5 FM. And it is 7 o'clock here in Pigland, and it's time for news. So, here now is Travis T. Hip with all the news you never knew you needed to know till right now.
Well, the problem with voluntary associations is that sooner or later you run out of volunteers. The latest is a demand by Defense Secretary Gates for a reorganization of NATO. NATO, as you understand, is a voluntary self-defense organization for all of the nations bordering the North Atlantic. That's the NA of NATO. Right now they're fighting in Afghanistan, which is a long ways from the beach. And a lot of the nations involved, particularly lately the Dutch, who just lost their government over the question of redeployment, are beginning to back out a lot, and NATO has not got the authority to make anybody participate, which is a problem they're already facing in not having a lot of people volunteering to replace the Dutch, for instance. The Defense Secretary's demand likely to be taken up at the NATO meeting next week. Darfur, as we're on the international front, a truce has been announced. The Sudanese government, which has an election coming up in April, is trying to cool things in the south, the Darfur situation being one of it. A number of rebel groups down there, and the number two and three have apparently agreed to a ceasefire. Unfortunately, the SLA, the Sudanese Liberation Army, has not agreed, and the question of whether or not they will observe this ceasefire, giving Sudan a little bit of room in the election coming up. Kandahar, they got the governor. He was walking to work. Yeah. Guys on motorbikes with machine pistols took him out. The governor of Kandahar province in Afghanistan, of course, meanwhile, next door in North Waziristan, two locals have been found killed and left in the public square with notes on them saying these guys were informing to the United States intelligence agencies, which is how come the drones come and bomb our people. These from the Hakkari family, which is sort of a tribal subunit of the Afghanistan in Pakistan in Waziristan area. And apparently the Hagari have now said that there is an open season on anybody informing the United States or other informants on anything going on up there. Tough darts in a hard war. Spain is going to take the first of what they promised will be five Gitmo detainees. First one's a Palestinian. He will be granted residence and allowed to work in Spain, which is a hard nut to crack over there, in case you've never traveled in that part of Europe. If you don't have a permit, you can't get a real job. But it looks like there is some cooperation by Spain in trying to lighten the load in the Gitmo situation. The problem there is that we've still got most of 100 who are Yemenis, and we are currently reluctant to send anybody back to that country. The jobs bill likely to be passed in the Senate today. Tax breaks for hiring people, and if they keep you're a new employee for a year, you get additional tax breaks. That's the main pivot on this one. Jobs bill, $15 billion, likely to go through in spite of complaints again by the Republicans. Has anything happened in the last year that the Republicans haven't complained about? And that's enough news for now. I'm Travis T. Hip on the Pig on the radio on Hump Day, Wednesday. Stay tuned.